Hi, I'm Randy Janelle.
And I am Ashley Long, and we are Create the Leap.
This is a message from the Age of Omniscience, channeled by myself, Randy Janelle. Hope you enjoy. Hello, all. We are Om, and we are here to give you a message from the universe. The message is simple. It is that the true meaning of life is what you make it. We are wanting to explain to you that if you are listening to this message, it is because you are attracting through your own feelers, your own antenna as an energetic being, that in which you are seeking. If you are listening to this message, it means that you are wanting to know a little bit more beyond what you can see. You are already in a place of love and appreciation for your physical life, for your family, for your friends, for your community, and for yourself. You abound with love. You abound in the adventures of your own daily tasks and your lifelong goals and aspirations. But we are alerting you to the little small inner asking, or perhaps it is a profound asking that sweeps you over, and asking for what is truth. There are philosophers, there are writers, there are dreamers, there are gurus, there are priests, there are princesses that may be telling you this is truth. And we are a version of them, and we are all of them, and we are none of them. But our offering to you is that truth is completely and utterly relative. Any version of reality that you accept as your truth is your truth. There is a basis of reality that is very much cemented in shared constructs with you on this earth and the billions of humans and the trillions upon gazillions upon infinite living creatures and conscious creatures on your earth that are sharing a shared construct of truth. So in other words, truth in a shared construct of your reality might be that gravity exists, that it tethers you to this world so that you can walk or you can drive or you can roll upon it. An atmosphere exists. Color exists. Light exists. Sound exists. There are shared constructs of your physical universe that exist, and we would call that shared truths that you have agreed upon individually and as a mass consciousness and in a larger framework of you as an energetic being. Your individual truth is your reality. We are saying to you that perception is the dreamer of your dream. So in other words, you are dreaming right now that you are solid, that you are physical matter, that you are able to speak, you are able to blink, you are able to sing, you are able to do whatever you believe yourself able to be. So we would say to you that there are realities that you can fly. There are realities that you can float into space without needing lungs. There are realities that are as real as your favorite fantasy novels and as real as your most feared nightmares. That anything that is created in your imagination exists as physically, as solidly, as you are now listening to this recording. We are wanting to congratulate you, for this is an exciting time. You are listening to this because there is an inner desire to shape your dream with more precision. There is an inner desire to take hands with your shared truths, all the others on this planet and beyond that are ready to change your shared constructs to something else. We offer that change as the age of omniscience, when you recognize that you are just as much the person that you hold the hand with. You are just as much the rock, the tree, the stream, the microbes. You are just as much the version of you that flies, the version of you that is the monster in somebody's nightmares. We are alerting to you that first and foremost, your truth is real. It is not something to be changed and created and shifted into something, a truth that is happier, or a truth that feels more acceptable, or a truth that is more the status quo, so that the strength in numbers deems your truth to either be strange or weird or normal. Your truth is truly yours, and it is source, all that is, white light, divinity, God, whatever your truth gives that title to, life, existence, life force. You are a unique focusing of source. This unique focus that is you exists in a physical universe, and that is where you begin with your own perceptions. So it comes down to, what do you want to be your truth? What is your reality? What do you choose to do? Do you choose to stay in the status quo? Do you choose to compare yourself according to the status quo? Or do you choose to continue with the seeking and asking, and at the same time come into a place of acceptance about your reality? This is a framework that I have chosen. This is a framework that is my reality and my truth. How do you want to live and exist within it? Do you seek happiness? Do you seek joy and freedom and thrilling adventures? Or do you prefer to be in a reality of sadness, depression, difficulty, struggle, and strife? The choice is ultimately yours, and whatever it is perfectly valid and appropriate for your life, your perception, and your constructs of reality. We are wanting to congratulate you for the creator of your own existence. If you are wanting to continue with these concepts of creation and take them a little further into the age of omniscience, when you really begin to hold and live and dream in awareness that you are omniscient, that you are all, that you begin to access source in every form, shade, and variety of itself, then you begin to fly. Then you begin to be the monster and perhaps even take a nap in someone else's nightmares. Whatever your desire, it becomes that, and you begin to understand why the monster is, why the version of you flies, why you prefer to be in a fantasy than perhaps here in your waking reality. We congratulate you again for being the maker of your own universe. We are here along with you. Enjoy your moment, your now, your truth.
Hi, this is Ashley again. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message. And if you would like more information, you can find us on createtheleap.com. We have a community with a forum where we post our sessions. It is free, and you can go read more there. Thank you. Until the next time.